The video game review. The video game review. Ha ha. The video game review. Yeah. The video game review. What what? The video game review. Ha. The video game review. What what what? The video game review. The video game review.
Come on, people, now.
Video game review. Don't be hating. The video game review. That's what I have said. The video game review. Keep it real. The video game review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you on the airwaves of the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network and SB Nation Radio. Wherever you might happen to be in this great land of ours or so-so foreign lands, it's great to have you with us. As over the airwaves, this is live. This is not a podcast. This is not internet. This is, well, unless you're on the internet. You can catch us at sportsbyline.com, click Listen Live, sbnationlive.com as well. But we want you to participate in the video game talk. As I mentioned, my name is Rick Tittle. I've been doing this show more than 15 years, and I'm a gamer like you. And yes, these networks, we normally talk sports 6 days and 23 hours a week. This is the 1 hour when we talk video games, and not just sports video games, all video games, the gamut, the gamut. And we are in the golden age of video games, so that doesn't mean there's not some garbage out there, stuff we need to avoid. So it's a collaborative effort. You are my unpaid correspondents. Get on in and get heard at the toll-free line 1-800-878-PLAY. That works all over the United States of America, Canada, and Mexico as well. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Big shout-out, as always, to our brave men and women representing the military, listening to us on The Voice on the American Forces Radio Network. Storied outlet serving 177 countries and over 500 stations. Suffice to say, we're proud of you. Keep up the good work. Come home soon. I come from a military family. I think most Americans do, but even if we don't, we appreciate all that you do on a volunteer basis. And we know the troops love their video games. So thanks for tuning in. Other ways of listening to the program here, TuneIn Radio app, iHeartRadio app, both of those. Don't pick either one. Just get both. Pick both. CRN Digital Plus 2 is the cable radio network channel 2 in your cable provider. So we're there in 35 million homes. Stitcher has podcasts for the broadcasts as well. Social media-wise, if you want to hit me up on Twitter, it is at Rick Tittle. But we need to talk about a big week in video games. I'm giving away a video game, giving away the new Call of Duty Black Ops 4. Oh, it's out. I've got it. I played it. And so we want to talk to you. Plus, cheat codes and the new releases. Come on back.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you very much for tuning in to the Video Game Review. Be giving away PS4 version of Call of Duty Black Ops 4 coming up at 40 after in about 27 minutes and 20 seconds. But your calls, welcome throughout the show. Newbies, hardcore gamers, everyone in between. If we get too technical, if I'm talking about MMORPGs, RTSs, and FPS and all that, if the acronyms get too acrimonious, so to speak, just let us, just give me a call. And over the years, people have told me I had a question, but I thought I would sound stupid. There's no such thing as a dumb question. There are stupid questions, definitely, but no dumb questions. So I got my hands on COD BO4, Call of Duty Body Odor 4, Black Ops 4. And got it on Friday on the release date. And thank you for sending me a review copy to my peeps at Treyarch. And also sending me a copy to give away as well. But there are three things about this game that we've been waiting for. Now, there's no campaign this time around. So it's almost like the first Battlefront. What? No campaign? Yes, there's no campaign. But you have multiplayer, you have the new Battle Royale Blackout, as they're calling it, and then you have zombies. I'm not a big zombies guy, but I do like the maps. I was playing on Alcatraz. Now, usually with Call of Duty, there are little nods to older maps that they've redone. And playing multiplayer, looking at Firing Range, which turned into in a different incarnation over the years into kind of a movie set, and then back now high def. And it's fun to play on a map and immediately know where to go. And I went up into the little tower and I had a field day up there putting spawn beacons and such things. But, you know, this game is so huge that the fan base out there, you're going to have your own two cents. I'd love to hear from you if you've had your hands on it and what you think so far. Now, Call of Duty, the way it works, it's a lot different than a Battlefield game. And I love Battlefield. I love Battlefield Bad Company 2. I love BF3. I love Battlefield 1943, Battlefield 4, Battlefield 1. I like it better than Call of Duty the way it is now. I just like the vistas, the vehicular combat. It just is more intriguing to me. But Call of Duty, you're getting into a different kind of thing. It's, you know, it's more arcadey. It's bull in a china shop, knife fight in a phone booth, that whole thing. And I do like the fact that there are no jetpacks this time around. Now, of course, last time there weren't either with World War II. They're building a bridge. They don't have that either. You still have the thing where people, as soon as you shoot them, they jump up in midair and continue to shoot, which I hate. I wish you could only jump as, you know, like, I don't know, a high as a foot. But getting the three classes that you start off with, when you get to level 5, Lance Corporal, then you can create a class and you can start getting your weapons up. And, you know, the weapons don't disappoint. They're very cool. And then, of course, you trick them out with sights and laser sights and foregrips and combat grips, all sorts of things. And it's always a lot of fun. But so I was playing in a couple of maps there. It was cool. I got some perks. I released a dog on some people. There was also an RC car that wasn't a kill streak. It was actually just a perk, and it was a stun car, which gave me a whopping 10 points for stunning somebody. But I like the cluster grenade. There's a lot of things that you'd be able to recognize. But I do like the fact that you're not floating around in outer space anymore. It is a little bit of a return, especially with a nod to a couple of the old maps. And as I said, I've just had it this weekend, playing it the last 3 days. So I'll give you a better, more impactful review on the next show. But I did play enough to get hooked. And one of the things that makes the replayability so awesome is that you get used to maps and you start trying to outfox people, and you start to try different things, and then you know where to go and where not to go, and then you get your weapon all pimped out, and then all of a sudden it comes time to prestige it, and then you got to start all over again. That's going to take a while, obviously. But there are people who get the game, and as soon as you turn it, you feel like you're the first person. Well, you turn on and somebody's already 16th ranked. And I do think there are some people out there with like clockwork orange clips holding their eyelids open playing nonstop, which I wish you could do. But as the game is, now these installs, you know, we heard about Red Dead 105. The install on Call of Duty Black Ops 4 is pretty huge. One of the good things is as soon as you turn it on, the first thing it's going to install is Battle Royale. It's going to install Blackout. And as I've said before on these airwaves, I'm not a huge Fortnite fan. I just don't like how cartoony it is. To me, it's like playing Ratchet and Clank, except shooting each other. I understand it's fun. I understand how it's addicting. But doing goofy dances and, you know, spray painting things pink, it just, I'm more of a little more of a hardcore gamer than that. But I understand the attraction. It's sort of like fantasy football, fantasy baseball. I don't play it, but I see the attraction. So I thought it would be really cool to get my hands on a Battle Royale game from the Call of Duty universe. It said Treyarch along with Raven making it, and I thought that it would be pretty cool. And obviously, while I'm waiting for multiplayer to install, and it took a long time for it to install, I was playing Blackout. And you come in on a helicopter. You don't come in on the goofy stuff you do in Fortnite, so it's a little more legit, a little more hardcore. And when you land, you don't have any weapons. You got to find stuff. You got to pick it up. You're not really building anything. But then the circle will change. Maybe it's upper corner and the right, lower left. And then it will go in and you got to run. The thing about it is I played it for a few hours and I got kind of sick of it. And you can go quads. You can go one-on-one. There's different ways you can play it. What I didn't know was a guy on my own team could kill me. And at one point, it was down to there were 9 left. And I was hiding in a train car. And I saw, because you can see on the screen, your teammate. He came down. He ran over to me. And I thought he was running over to, I don't know, get my flank. He runs over and he shoots me and kills me. So that was a rude awakening. How dare he, her, whoever it was. The character was a he. But of course, diversity rules, just as it did in the Battlefield game with lots of World War I German soldiers of African heritage. There are Asian women, African-American men with dreads and weaves and braids. There's all sorts of things to make everybody. Someone will look like you and your gender and I've got no problem with that. I don't need everybody looking like a monster. But the guy came over, so I figured it was a guy who shot me. Might have been a girl. I know that I was the character I like in multiplayer is the blonde girl. I forgot what her class is called. Said I've just been playing a couple days, but she gets the war machine, which of course is a 6-shot grenade launcher. And I was able. Now the cool thing is when at the end of a round, it doesn't go with the final kill replay. It goes with the play of the match,
which some people said, oh, that wasn't it. I thought I had got, it's usually a triple kill. And with the War Machine, I did get a triple kill. I was not the play of the match because at the end, somebody got three guys and someone came around a corner and got a fourth guy. Okay, I was trumped by that. Okay, fine. But I got a lot more to say about Call of Duty Black Ops 4. I would love your input as well if you're playing it right now. We're going to give a copy away in less than 20 minutes. So the number to call, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. And in the next segment, we will give away another video game. I'll try not to roll my R's as much. And that video game will be Call of Duty Black Ops 4. A lot to say this first show since it came out, a huge release, a Friday release. Normally, video games come out on a Tuesday, but it's a Friday release, like a major motion picture. It is, of course, the best-selling franchise in the history of the PS4. And so far, it's okay. You know, I'm never super gaga on it, but I have, honestly, have played some Call of Duties in the past, where I'll play it in a little while, and I kind of know deep down that I'm not really going to play it that much longer. You know, I'll think, oh, I'll put a few days into it, but then I got to get back to the Battlefield, or I got to get back to, you know, FIFA or NHL or something. I got to get back to Fallout, Skyrim, whatever it was. I have a feeling I will be playing this for a while. I like some of the maps. You know, it can always be a little bit frustrating, especially it will spawn you right in front of a dude. But every once in a while, some guy will spawn into your sights too. Hopefully it'll work out. But there are wild cards, the small tweaks in your class that give you one last hurrah before you finalize your class, and they might appear small, but the impact is pretty huge. So you got to make sure that you pick the best wild cards to suit the way you want to play. And obviously, primary gunfighter, 1-2-3, secondary gunfighter, 1-2-3, those are all still the same. Underkill, that'll replace your primary with any secondary that's not in use. Overkill, your secondary with any primary that's not in use. It's got the primary and secondary operator mod. It's got the greed. It's got the gluttony once again. And then you get to your score streaks. And the score streaks are a lot of our faves. The UAV, 350 points. Not much. And, of course, the unmanned aerial vehicle will show everybody up on the map. The RCXD is the little car drone, the RC car. The care package. Now, the care package takes a lot longer in this. And you remember those ones that would come down that were almost like, you know, like lunar landing modules and just like a third of it in the ground? I always wonder with care packages, because you're on a map. And yeah, it's only 5-on-5, 6-on-6, whatever. But you're on a map, and you got to go somewhere in the back, and you throw down your smoke, and you wait there for a good while. Now, the cool thing is you can get a perk where you can roll your care package. So if it gives you something garbage, you can say, let's try again, and you might get something better. Got the counter UAV after that, the Hellstorm missile after that, lightning strike. That's three different locations on the map. Now, the Mantis is something new. The Mantis is almost like this horrible spider thing that will just run around the map and take people down. The Sentry Gun, obviously, you put it down. The Attack Chopper, that will circle around, take out enemies if it's not shut down. The Strike Team will drop two friendly bots, AI soldiers, some NPCs, which will chase around people. You have the strafe run, which comes in with machine guns and rockets. And then finally, the number one perk is the gunship. And that allows you to get in there and with thermal imaging, take a lot of the people out as well. So there are operator mods that are available in the game. As you go along, the Vapor assault rifles, Bayonetta, the Maddox RFB, assault rifle, firing unit, Titan tactical rifle, suppressive barrel. It's a long list. Those are just some of them. But the weapons, as you unlock, it's the same deal. Submachine guns, you'll start off default with an MX-9. Level 13, you'll go GKS. The Spitfire after that, the Cordite, and then the SOG will be the last one. The SOG 9mm, that'll be unlocked at level 40. The light machine guns, you will get the Titan right away, which is pretty tremendous. And then the Hades and the VKM 750, just three. The ICR is the first assault rifle you will get, ICR 7. And then when you get to 10, it's the KN 57, the Rampart 17, the Vapor XKG, and then finally the Maddox RFB. The thing to remember, too, is that as you start, before you get to level 5, you'll be playing with predetermined classes. So you will be playing with the KN 57. For your first five levels, and you'll wonder why it's not ramping up, because you cannot ramp up those default classes. Once you create a class, oh, I got 5 kills, now I'm getting some stuff. Tactical rifles. You don't get any to start. You get the Auger DMR at level 6, the ABR 223 at 19, and then the Swordfish at level 34. Sniper rifles, you will get one right off the bat, the Paladin HB50, and after that, the Outlaw, the SDM, and then the Koshka. And by the way, all of these weapons are available on dead bodies if somebody already has them. And that is always when you first start playing Call of Duty. And when I say first start playing, I mean like a good few weeks. That is the only way you're going to play with some of these more advanced weapons, unless you're putting in hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. But a guy like me that doesn't have that kind of time, if I'm sitting down for 3 hours, I'm like, oh, look at that, look at this, look at that. And I pick up something that's encrusted with diamonds or whatever. Secondary weapons, you start off with something called a Strife. Well, it looks very much like a Glock. After that, you get the RK7 Garrison, that is the burst pistol, then the Mosu revolver. Shotgun-wise, the MOG 12-gauge is default, and then you get the SG-12. And then if you're also in the class with the rocket launcher, you get the Hellion Salvo, and that is unlocked at default as well. So as you go through with your optics, you start off with the red dot reflex, and that's a zoom of 1.35. And then the ELO goes all the way up to holographic. That gives you the 2x zoom with the central reticle for precision. I know some people have complained about the auto aim, which kind of drags, especially if you're on console when it's harder to turn around in any game you're playing. There's also been some complaints that when people look at their emotes, it throws you briefly into third person. And then if you do a little spin of your environment, you can see people hiding behind the corner. I know I remember in Team Fortress back in the day, what was that, 10 years ago, people said the same thing. There have been other games that have had that as well. Some people said that there are times in Overwatch when you can do that. But yes, a couple of little emotes. Let me look, and by the way, let me spin around the corner and see if anybody's camping. I will say, even though we all do it now and then, and you'll admit that you do now and then, you might camp, especially if you look on the map and you see something's coming, you might get prone, put that side up to your eye, and wait. If you do that in Call of Duty, someone's just going to run up behind you. I did, the melee is going to take 2 hits, and I went through a whole clip. Shot a couple guys, and then someone was in front of me, and I had my pistol, went through all the ammo, and before I tried to reload, I just hit that guy in the back of the head twice with my pistol, and that works. So, as I said, some of the operator and weapon mods, the Titan LMG kills enemies in 4 shots instead of 1. The wild cards, as I said, the Gluttony, by the way, will perk you up to 3 slots as well. I would just think, and people have already put out lists for, trips and tips and tricks, I should say. The one thing I would say is when you're trying to figure out what you want to do, take the little healing shot, the adrenaline, I call it, or the morphine syringe, whatever, because you'll see different perks there and there. But that one, you can go L1 on your controller and you can heal your stuff up. Now, usually, as we have seen over the years, it almost feels like when you first start playing Call of Duty multiplayer, it's one shot, one kill. One shot, one kill. It just seems that way at first. But it's funny. The first round I played, I didn't do very well. I was on a brand new map. I think I had like 6 kills and 11 deaths. And, they go so quick. And I got 9 medals. That's the thing about Call of Duty. You can shoot a guy and get 3 medals all at once. Zoom, zoom, zoom. Kingslayer, Headshot, Survivor, Avenger, all these different things. But that is the kind of slot machine payoff jackpot mentality that keeps you coming back. You like those little rewards. They feel better than just something popping up on the left screen saying, you've won a PlayStation trophy. Well, what did I get? You made it to the 6th level of the kingdom, okay, great. I don't think I've ever sat down and looked at all my trophies. I do look at the little chart saying, oh, you only have 9% of the trophies in this game. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I only got 9%. But Call of Duty Black Ops 4, it's a huge hit. It's going to be a huge hit. It's brand new. It just came out on Friday. And when we come back after the break, I'm going to give one away for the PS4. So it'll just be a quick 3-minute break, and then I'll ask you a very cursory question, and then you answer on the email, and all of a sudden it's yours. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his underdog game of the month. The wrong team is favored. It's yours absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262. The line on this game is off by 10 to 14 points. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away to win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. Let thesportsbrokers.com show you how to win consistently. Call now and get today's underdog winner outright. 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one sports handicapper. He's the professional the professionals turn to. It's yours absolutely free at 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call now. 800-220-6262.
The
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio, American Forces Radio Network as well, worldwide. It's 40 after. It's time to give away a game, and that game is Call of Duty Black Ops 4, and this is the way we do it. Just send me an email to rick@sportsbyline.com, and I'll take the first correct answer and send the game out to you. If you when I will email you back and ask you for your details.
Like height and weight?
No, like your address. Ah, there you go. Sometimes I give away a code. I actually have a hard copy right here to give away. So the question is, once again, just answer me, Rick at sportsbyline.com, S-P-R-T-S-B-Y-L-I-N-E.com. Call of Duty Black Ops 4. Is this part of a franchise, or is this a brand new game that we've just never heard of before? Once again, didn't you just say it was part four? I know. These questions are easy. I'm not trying to be cute like Alex Trebek. I'm just trying to give away a game. Okay? All right. Is Call of Duty Black Ops 4 part of a franchise continuation, or is this a brand new game? Rick at sportsbyline.com. By the way, when you do get into Blackout, and the thing I found very frustrating about Blackout is that it's almost played in complete silence. And I don't know if I'm going to have to get some perks where I can hear people coming up behind me or whatever it is, but it took a while. And of course you die, and then you got it. The lobbies weren't too long, but of course you got to get right back into another lobby again. The farthest I did get, as I mentioned, was I got to ninth out of, was it 30? 30 or 60? I think it was 30. Ninth was the best I did. I only played about maybe 8 times, but there were so many times when I just got killed because someone was behind me. Now the circle will be like, kabong, you know, you need to run back, and the circle will get smaller and smaller. But the whole thing about trying to hear stuff is a little bit crazy. Now, the first kill I got was a roadkill on an ATV. There was a guy standing by a corner, and I came down the hill, and he tried to shoot me off, and I ran him over before that. But I did see there was a guy way in the distance that I took a few pot shots at, and I could see there was a cursor that there was some damage. And after the game, it said, you know, EKIA, enemy killed in action. And then possible EKIA. I thought, well, that's interesting. So I may have killed him, I may have not, which was weird. But a lot of the classic names you can get to in Blackout. It starts off with a couple generic characters, but there are some classic names from previous Treyarch Call of Duty campaigns. Remember, the way Activision does it, it's usually Infinity Ward, I think are the kings, then Treyarch. But names like Frank Woods, Victor Reznov, Raul Menendez, Alex Mason, and then some in the zombie mode, you can unlock some of the great names, Takeo Masaki, Tank Dempsey, Edward Richthofen, and Nikolai Belinsky. So, yes, there are, and by the way, as I said, the zombie mode in and of itself is massive. Massive beyond belief. And I get sick of, if zombies was just the game, I would put a lot more time into it. Just like if this Blackout was just the game. It's just, I like multiplayer way better. But you got to get a feel for it. As I said, I played the Alcatraz map, and it's pretty darn cool. So I'll get more into that as we go along. New releases up here in just a minute. But the other thing is, and as I like to always state at the beginning of the show, is that the troops love their video games, and I'm proud to be on AFN. But I saw an article recently in GameSpot about how some studies by the National Academy of Sciences and other organizations show the time that you spend playing video games will actually sharpen your range of cognitive skills, including better multitasking, increased attention span, faster reaction time, greater visual acuity, hand-eye coordination. But the one thing that was maybe a little unanswered was, what about first-person shooters like Call of Duty, Halo, Grand Theft Auto, Battlefield 4, some of these? How does that contribute to the cognitive improvement? Well, the United States Navy was very interested in trying to determine the answer to that question. So the ONR, which is the Office of Naval Research, they have thrown their support behind the work of Dr. Sean Green. Sean Green is a psychology professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison who has partnered with video game developer to build a customized game that will incorporate design elements widely used throughout the industry. Now, what is the goal? Well, the goal is to isolate and identify those elements most conducive to human learning. So this knowledge will enable the Navy better leverage for the emerging technology when it comes to job training, specifically jobs that require substantial practice time on computer simulators and virtual reality displays. So what would that be? Well, that would be sonar technicians, operations specialists, tracking ships and planes on radar, naval aviators, everything from pilots to NFOs, naval flight officers, surgeons as well. And dare I say, people who operate drones. You think they would especially have it, but I think that's, of course, mostly the Air Force in Nevada. But Dr. Ray Perez, who is with ONR, the Warfighter Performance Department, said, quote, "We know people will spend hours playing a video game. Is there a way to use some of those entertainment elements to design training that will keep the Navy warfighters engaged, help them learn faster, and perform them jobs better? What is the secret sauce?" End quote. Now, well, you got to look into the ingredients. And so Green and his lab have worked with a game developer to create a first-person shooter called Elemental, which can be played on laptop or desktop computer. And they say it's more Harry Potter than Halo. And players in the game, they launch magical spells at these weird monsters. It's not bullets. It's not lasers. And it was intentionally kept pretty nonviolent because they want to be able to use this for kids. You're training them to be in the Navy? Not so much. They're trying to see the cognitive benefits of this. So they stuffed this game, Elemental, with gameplay features that they thought would boost human learning and cognition. They changed the background colors. They rapidly appear and disappear. Objects will come in and out. Missions of varying complexity and intensity. And then some enemy characters that will attack very, very slow and then hugely fast at you. So Green completed work on the game last year and is now experimenting with some student volunteers. They get their brains scanned before the session. They play Elemental. Then they get their brain scanned after the gaming session. Then they get a lobotomy. No, I made that up. So then Green checks for the scans of ranges in the brain associated with their vision, attention, perception, and motor skills, and what effects these could have on learning and the cognition of sailors. So when the experiments are finished, Green will then finalize a more refined version. And he says it will help the Navy to make sailors become expert Navy war fighters. So once again, as I always do, I get video games back and I talk about how they can help there. Once again, it is a way of helping our great armed services. Let's take a look at the new releases this week. They keep on coming, and these are Tuesday release dates, unless otherwise noted. A huge title, LEGO DC Supervillains. It is the first LEGO game to put players at the center of a villain-centric adventure. This is on the PC, the PlayStation 4, the Xbox One, and the Nintendo Switch. Is going to be huge. Starlink Battle for Atlas. In Starlink Battle for Atlas, players take control of a team of star pilots and the search for ancient secrets on the 1, the Switch, and the 4. Now, this is a game, and by the way, this game comes in, its base model comes in at $75. This is a game that does incorporate toys, especially those of you with a Switch. You do not need the toys to play the game. So, like, you can put some stuff on a ship, different weapons, engines, accoutrement, what have you, and then it comes into the game. You do not need to have the toys. Just want to let you know. If you have them, that adds to it, obviously. Warriors Orochi 4 face an unfamiliar mystical threat with a new arsenal of magic in the One versus Thousands action game sequel. This is on the Xbox One, the Nintendo Switch, the PlayStation 4, and the personal computer. Home Sweet Home. This is on the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4. Home Sweet Home is a first-person horror adventure game based on Thai myths and beliefs. I watched, there's actually, if you want to go on YouTube, there's 2 hours of Home Sweet Home with no narration. And I love that. And I understand what people, they want to be stars, they want to have their own channel and subscribers and be famous. But nothing I hate more when I want to see video gameplay and some guy's like, hey everybody, it's Bob here, I'm going to take you through the first few stages of the... Oh, I hate that. This is just gameplay. And it's very scary. It's a guy walking down a hall with a flashlight and then a girl... Even when I'm watching it and I knew the girl was going to scream in my face... Huge, gigantic chill went down my spine. All right, another game that's going to get a wide release is called the Jackbox Party Pack 5. The biggest party pack yet. The Jackbox Party Pack 5 includes 5 party-saving new games. The PC, the Xbox One, the PlayStation 4, the Nintendo Switch, the Macintosh, the iPhone, and the Android. Now, what this is trivia. Speaking of your phone, Reigns, Game of Thrones, R-E-I-G-N-S, colon, Reigns, Game of Thrones is the heir to the award-winning HBO TV series Game of Thrones and the smash hit Swipe 'em game, Android, iPhone, and PC. Soul Calibur 6 on the Xbox One and the PC. The soul still burns. Enter into the new chapter of the weapons-based one-versus-one fighting, reuniting the fan favorite characters, Soul Calibur 6. So, yes, out with the old, in with the new. We already, even after a huge release week last week, LEGO DC Supervillains is going to be huge, as is Starlink Battle for Atlas, Warriors Orochi 4, Home Sweet Home, Jackbox Party Pack 5. This is going to be, and it's just going to keep getting bigger. We got Red Dead coming, we got Fallout 76, we got Battlefield 5. We are in the golden age of video games, and come on back.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you on the Video Game Review, getting ready to send you back to our customary programming, which will be sports talk. The way we end every show is by me letting you know a cheat code for a game that's a little bit older. I like going back. You know, just today I was cleaning some stuff out. I have not one but two Genesis systems, and I was thinking, why do I have two? And they're not plugged in anymore. Then I remember, oh, yeah, I knew someone who was like, yeah, I don't want it anymore. But I can't force myself to sell it off. What am I going to get, you know, $3 for it? These games still work, and I like giving them out. So the email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. I have an email here from Miss Texas. Is this really Miss Texas? Wow. Must be gorgeous. She says, Rick, new Super Mario Brothers, DS... question mark. And then it says, codes? Yes. I have the code to the secret challenge mode for New Super Mario Brothers on the Nintendo double screen. And here it is. On the map, pause the game and press left, right, XX, YY. Once again, for the secret challenge mode, on the map, pause the game and press left, right, XX, YY. And if you want to play as Luigi in single-player mode, do you know that you can? At the select file screen, hold left and right together while you select a saved game. And instead of Mario, you will be Luigi. What'd you say? I'll say it again. At the select a file screen, hold left and right together while selecting a saved game, and Luigi will come up, and it won't be me, Mario. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time on the Video Game Review.